don't know how long today is going to be. Might be a 10-minute message. Some of y'all will be okay with that. We are headed on out to the West Coast, I guess, to Vegas to see my mom and just spend some time with family. Continue to shine that light in a dark city. But, so we're leaving right after service. I told my wife I was getting ready. I was going to preach in shorts. Kind of do what Connor did, you know. So I guess it was a testimony. But didn't he do good? He did. He did. He did really good. Did really well. Some of y'all may have some seen the controversy on the Olympics. Y'all see some of that? The darkness in that? But here's the thing. What do you expect from a fallen world? That's something you should expect. Because they're not believers. But what a great time for those athletes who are believers or what have you are going over to shed some light. We shouldn't be, surprised. This is another word, but we shouldn't be surprised at how the way the world acts. We don't get it right sometimes. So, I mean, just continue to pray for them. Pray God's protection. We are living in the last days. Amen. And since we are living in the last days, I just want to encourage y'all to build up. Kind of what I talked about in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 last week. Encourage one another. Build each other up. This is the time. I don't know about you, but if I was on a team and I had a teammate that was just constantly just, oh man, I mean, just, they're just hating life. That's eventually going to wear on you. Then it's going to get to the point to where you just are hating life. And you're like, why am I like this? As well as your teammate over here. But if you can take the time to build him up, he's going to help build you up. We got to encourage. Today's message is time to build. It's not time to get all doom and gloom, man. These are the last days, man, and it's just going to be dark. Mother's going to betray daughters. Father's going to betray son, all this other. You don't have to go there. It says it. Jesus says that, but you don't have to go there. You don't have to betray. But he's telling us these are the times. So we have to stay diligent into the word, into our relationship with him, so that we can continue to be a light to everybody else that needs it. It's important for us to listen to what God has to say to us and what his word says, because the world is going to need an answer. All of creation is waiting for his sons and daughters, for God to reveal who his true daughters and sons are. You got to stick with it. We can't back off. Now's the time to press in. The more you press in, the more you press in, you're going to see the goodness of God. The more you draw closer to him, he will draw closer to you. This is the time. You have circumstances standing. I mean, in order for us to be coming into unity with each other, it's got to first start at the home. Now, don't raise your hands, spouses. But if you're in conflict with one another, it's hard to get into a place. It's difficult to get into a place that believe for corporate worship and unity when we got stuff going on in our own house. Well, we can get along with so-and-so over here, but we can't get along with our spouse. That shouldn't be. That's your best friend. So you got to get that taken care of first. And then you can come and be that blessing to other people. You got to build up. The Lord has got me working on building my wife up. There's some times when she asks me to do something, and then I'll wait for a little bit. Because I'm helping to work on her patience. And you know, I don't know about y'all, but if you're like that, it's like, okay, then she'll get up and just do it. And I'll say, all right, babe, I got it, you know. I'm just helping her to work on her patience. Honestly, I am. A lot of things I do is intentional because I want to see where her faith is at. Because if we're trusting and believing God for something and what have you, in our marriage, in our lives, for our kids, what have you, how long are we going to wait? What if it happens 5 years from now? Are we just going to abandon that plan? No, no, no. We got to stick with it. We got to stick with it. So I'm just helping her to grow in her faith. Because I'm willing to wait forever. And I learned if you're willing to wait forever, you won't have to wait too long. I can be very, very patient. Other times, depends on who it is. I'm getting tired of the bills. I might have to switch over. It's been since 88. But we got to build. In Proverbs 18:21, it says this, the tongue, we know the scripture, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences of it. We know that's what it's about. If we want to experience life, we got to speak life. We want to experience life. Jesus said in John 10, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. That is Zoe life. You know, believe it or not, God wants us to have a little bit of heaven here on earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, they're worshiping like never before, before the Father, before his throne. That's the way we should be carrying our lives too, in worship with them. Our relationship with God will be the most important relationship you will ever have. Never mind, forget everything else in life. Your relationship with Jesus is the most important relationship you will ever have in your life. You don't have to go out seek friends, seek this person over here, seek that person. I said, just get it right there. That. If there's anything that you can master, master that. Getting your relationship right with him. No one is exempt from this scripture here. Even when you talk to people on a private line and nobody knows, guess what? God knows. All of heaven and hell knows what you say. So you can't get upset, but just speak life. Sometimes I will get it to that place to where I'm okay. I'm talking about stuff that I probably shouldn't be talking about. I get like that. But through that, the Lord is showing me what's going on. When stuff is being plotted against me, I know. I know it. And it's like the Lord's revealing that plan to me. Okay. Now I just make a little adjustment here and there and there and there. Well, how do you know? Are you like Samson telling everybody your business? I said, no, everybody has the Holy Spirit who will tell you things to come. That ain't rocket science. There's nothing spectacular about that, but it is spectacular because you have inside information. You continue to do what God is having you to do. And I pray that he will give you the wisdom to share that with everyone else and to do it effectively. You say what he says. Your tongue can bring death or it can bring life. We build up with life. You know what I've learned over the years? People who are walking in love, they got that good relationship with Jesus. They love. That love of Christ is in them. They love other people. That's what's coming out of them. If you hurt people will do what? Hurt. Broken people will break people. They'll go out of the way to break other people. So that's why it's important to get mended back to God. Allow him to fix what's broken on the inside of you. And you can only come to that conclusion through his word. On a daily basis, we can feed ourselves. We can go on a diet. We can go on a fast. We can do all these things to help the body. And part of the fast is so that you can grow closer to God. Not just eliminate other stuff, but grow closer to him. Amen. But our spiritual food is the word of God. And that's something we should never, ever neglect. And to be honest with you, Christians are probably one of the most laziest about their faith when it comes to the word. Every other religion knows their stuff, but sometimes we won't know ours because we'll get it from someone else. You got to do that study on your own. And we have the Holy Spirit. if your mind has been leading you in a direction where you wanting to hurt somebody, wanting to do somebody wrong or what have you, if your mind is leading you there, just ask God to remove that. Just stop right there. Sometimes you can be, man, bad thoughts are coming in. And sometimes I have to ask God, Lord, these thoughts are coming in my mind. Why is it? Is it because of stuff I'm watching? Because of this? Because of that? I can be reading my Bible every single day, all day long, and spend time with God and still have a jacked up thought. Like, where did that come from? Why? Because you got an enemy that will plant stuff in your mind. But you don't have to act on it. You never have to act on it. So when it gets to that place to where you're doing it, ask the Lord to forgive you for that, get that out, and then just begin to bless that person. You know what it does when you bless that person? You'll start replenishing. You start refreshing your soul. You'll start refreshing your spirit. And you'll probably even get to the point to where you start praising him. Last week, anybody want therapy session from me? You're not going to get it. Connor learned the easy way there. He thought it was going to be a therapy session. That was funny. I just get straight to the point. Because if you've been dealing with something that long, then that means you've been rehearsing it over and over and over. See, a testimony comes at the end of victory, not in the middle. So I'm glad he's out of that, but that comes by the renewing of your mind and understanding that what Jesus has already done for you is already a finished work. So what are y'all holding on to? If it's finished, let it go. If it's a done deal, let it go. Some of y'all carrying some pain around, you shouldn't. You don't have to. Past hurts. You don't have to carry it. Jesus carried that for you. I'm not saying you didn't have to go through it. It's something that you can learn and grow from. My mom was trying to be tough. My uncle just passed away. Had a cousin just passed away again this month. Had a good friend. His dad had passed away, and he was a pretty good mentor to me growing up. I said, so three in a month. I'm going through all this like, what in the world is going on? But I'm thankful that they knew Jesus. So I'm telling my mom, you don't have to be tough on me. I said, this is the time to mourn. You get your mourn on. That's okay. I'm going to be there for you. Whatever you need. I was telling my cousin, I said, hey, that's enough of this. I said, we got to take care of ourselves. We got to get right with the Lord. He said he got some closure with his brother. And so I was happy for him. Definitely happy. I wasn't able to be there because I don't want to have to come back and then go right back over there again. So, I mean, they had a great home going for him. And it was good because he was doing a lot and his heart was right for the Lord. I mean, the things that he wanted to do in his relationship with God, he was growing so much. And I'm just happy to hear that. I said, but we still got to encourage each other. We got to build each other up. When you take that time to tear somebody down, I said, you got to understand. I said, that may come right back to you. Those spiritual laws. So if you wonder why you're being attacked, it could just be because people don't like you. They hated you. They attacked Jesus. And he was sinless. When you live a life of truth, they're not going to like you. When you stand up for truth, they're not going to like you. Doesn't matter. If the Lord is having you to do something, people aren't going to like it. You can't please everyone. Somebody once said, if you want to make everybody happy, go sell ice cream. But you can speak the truth in love. The Bible is our daily bread. It's not about reading it, but it's about doing what's written in it. We got to be doers of the word. Doers. We have to be diligent in what it says. You know, if how many people have ever had this expression told to them, I got good news and bad news for you. Now, how many of you want to hear the bad news first? Raise your hand. How many of you want to hear the good news first? Everybody loves good news. Sometimes I want to hear the bad news so I can make a plan of attack or what have you and be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Now give me the good news. Say the best for last. Sometimes we get bad news. Sometimes we get good news. That's some not just good news. That's great news. But we want good news. The Bible talks about in Romans 10, how beautiful are the feet of those that bring the gospel of peace, that brings the good news to people. We have the good news. And we can't just hold it to ourselves. It should be so good. It's like, this is what I want to share with you. Not what happened with so-and-so over here, but what happened with him inside of me and what he's done in my life. I want to share that with you more so than what went on around here. That should be our attitude every single day, but truth be told, sometimes it's not with me. Man, I just want to get my pop and leave. The Lord be like, talk to him a little bit. All right. I don't give him an eye roll. But all right. And sometimes when you get to sharing that, it's like, how come I don't do this more? How come I don't do this more often? And you see the impact that it has in another person's life, and then we might get back to the old self. Well, I don't want to get too crazy. I don't want to be a holy roller. It's okay. Because creation is waiting for you. Creation is waiting for God to reveal who his sons and daughters truly are. Proverbs 15:30 says this, eyes that focus on what is beautiful bring joy to the heart, and hearing a good report refreshes and strengthens the inner being. Hearing a good report. It doesn't matter what society may say. It doesn't matter what went on in Paris. The good report is that Jesus is still on his throne. We can be upset over everything that happened. These are the last days. But guess what? The good report, the good news, is that we still serve a living God. He ain't dead. You don't have to carry him on your shoulders in a flood. We serve the one true living God. That's the good report. Doesn't matter what the doctors say. Thank God for them. They're helping as many people as they can. Thank God for them, but they are not God. And you will always have a good report by looking in the word. And the enemy will love nothing more than to distract you and keep you from that word. Every single day you got to go. If you like good news, the Bible. If you want good news, every single day you can open up the 66 book love letter right here and read it every single day. You got good news. Even when it seems like a bad day, let me get to the word. Why? Because it's always good news. And if one scripture doesn't do it, read another. Read that whole passage. Read that whole chapter. Read that whole book until something begins to stir up on the inside of you. Why? Because it's good news. Read it. Take it to the back of the book. We win. Every single time, every single day, we win. I'm trying to get back to Revelation right here, but I'm in the concordance. But we win every single time. Every time you open up that book, it's not going to change. We win. No matter what the enemy does, no matter how much he may have tricked you, deceived you this day, guess what? We win. But my situation isn't changing. It doesn't matter. It's going to start changing today. Why? Because I'm beginning to speak life into this thing. It's time to build. It's time to build up. We're not going back to the old ways. It's time to build up. Broken people will break people. We're not broken. And if God breaks you, he's going to restore you. When other people try to break you, there's bitterness and anger and resentment and all that other stuff that comes with it. It wasn't really from God. But you win. A good report refreshes and strengthens the inner body, inner being. I was told I'd never walk again. Never be able to have a normal childhood. Wouldn't be able to play any sports, do anything. I had a better report. I was told my heart wouldn't keep up with all the stuff that was going through me, the medication. I'm here. Living testimony. My dad used to call me his miracle baby. Still am. I don't die, I multiply. That's what. But in reality, it's because of what Jesus did. I can't take credit for that. If I've ever been that way in a couple of weeks ago, what have you, I said, forgive me for that. That wasn't true humility. I wasn't trying to boast about what I can do. But it's the Father that lives in me. Eyes that focus. You know, in order for you to focus, you've got to really try. It takes some effort to focus. All the stuff could be going on in the world, I said, but focus. There's this part on, have you ever seen Race? Have you ever seen the movie Race? It was about Jesse Owens. And there's a time when they're in the locker room and all the commotion, the football players is coming, the coach is talking. He goes, hey, look at me. Listen to me. Listen to my voice. And everybody else is just saying all this stuff. He says, and he's like, kind of shut everything off. And then he was listening to the coach's voice. I said, God wants to do that. All this stuff is going on in the world. Focus. It's going to take a little effort. But if you just focus on them, everything's going to be okay. You don't ever have to panic. You don't ever have to, it's not doom and gloom. Lord, what are we going to do? You don't have to get anxious about it. And even if you do, you still have an advocate because he tells us to cast all our cares upon him. And that's very difficult because after we get through casting, we just want to take it right back. Am I the only one that's done that before? You just get through talking about it again. Doggone, why am I talking about it? Because you never cast it on him. You talked about it, gave it to him, and then as soon as you left, took it right back. Here we go. Focus. Eyes that focus on him. Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. One family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. There's your competition right there. Y'all like to compete? I like to compete. There's your competition right there. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. Right there. Nothing else. Right there. Try to outdo each other in respect and honor. I've talked about the competition. I think Dr. Winston talks about competition and not dominating, or dominating, not competing, what have you. The Lord had put that on my heart years ago. He just articulated it, so I just took it from him. Because when people compete. Sometimes they get petty. Not everybody is a good competitor. You ever run into those? It's like, man, what is on? What is going on? Sometimes they're just not a great competitor. And it ends up being more pettiness than anything else. It's not competitive. I like competition to where it draws out the best in you. I want to beat the best in you if we're sport-wise. I want you to bring your A game. I don't want to hear these excuses. Bring your A game because that's going to make me better. As iron sharpens, bring your best. Not your worst. Bring your best. And if your best is your worst, I don't want nothing to do with it. I want the best because that's going to help sharpen me. And I don't want anything that's dull. God doesn't want anything that's dull in your life. His word sharpens. As iron sharpens iron. I want to beat the best of you, so I don't want to hear excuses at the end. Oh, I wasn't really trying. So you didn't bring your A game. Bring your A game. In today's society with the church, I said, we're doing too much practicing rather than it's game time every single day. Practice, you have to scrimmage against each other. That's not what we're doing here. When we leave, we're getting equipped. Then we're going out. It's game time. And people are still practicing. No. It's game time. It's go time. So if you want to compete. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. I gave my wife a foot rub for the first time in a long time. I used to give her foot rubs, back rubs, all that other stuff. She's like, you don't do that anymore. Your feet are big. And that's why. I'm just like, I didn't know you were sitting back there. Oh, go. Wait. She's going to let me hear it. He got a 15-hour trip. Actually, yeah, I'm 15 hours. But try to outdo. Especially when you're with your spouses. Outserve each other. She's beating me right now. She outserves me. But like I said, I like to win. And ain't nothing better than outwinning, outserving each other. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor for one another. You got to get yourself out of the way. If you think of others before you think of yourselves, I mean, you got it going. And we can always point fingers. What about me? What about me? What about me? If you can outserve somebody, you don't have to worry about that because you're going to reap what you just. Do not grow weary in doing good. Never grow weary. There's a reason why it says it, because sometimes you get tired of being the good person. Sometimes you get tired of doing everything, taking the high road. You get tired of doing those things. I heard a quote one time from somebody. Says, I think it was Shannon Sharp who had said it. Now, I'm not saying go ahead and do this. If you are always having to take the high road with people, then you're hanging around with small-minded people. Y'all can use that at your own discretion. But don't grow weary in doing good, because in due season you will reap a harvest. And I'm letting you know, the harvest that our Father has for us is unreal. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming when you have that happening in your life. The harvest, His harvest. It's not puny. It's a great harvest. And whenever you sow into people, whether if it's love, the Bible tells us in the old, no man nothing but to love them. Let that be your first, let that be your driving force for life, the love that you have for one another. If you don't get anything right, get that right. the love walk. Why? Because faith works by. And the just shall live by faith. And if your faith ain't working, your whole life is going to be screwed up. You're going to be frustrated. Exactly what you needed to hear today, huh? Come on. Your love walk. Let go of that. Let go of the hurt. I know they did you wrong, but let go of it. Kind of like years ago when I heard this illustration from several people. I think David Husky even talked about it. When it comes to a fence, it's like that monkey going in there, got a little hole, and he put some food in there, what have you, and it's barely enough to get your hand in. And when that monkey grabs the food, the hand becomes bigger, and then when he's trying to pull it out, it can't. So that dude just comes over there and just knocks the monkey out, takes him, drags him off. And the monkey would have been freed if he would have just let it go, take his hand out. And the enemy wants you to take the bait. Take the bait. Take that offense. Take all that pain. Do all that. And your hand gets bigger and bigger, and then you just can't get out, and you're just trying to get out with that in your hand. No, you got to let it go. You got to drop it. It's not always good to be right. Let them be right. Who cares? You do what's right. You don't always have to win every argument, every battle. That's his. You do what's right. And that's to keep yourself in love. Love God. Love people. It's time to build. Amen. That's longer than I thought. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there's anyone in here who is struggling with letting it go, letting whatever situation go, I want you to be bold and come on up to the front. We've all been there in that time. I've been there in that time. But if you're having a hard time letting stuff go, I want to pray with you. We're going to have our... Do we have a team? I may call you up. If you're dealing with some pain, some hurt right now in this season, that's not a time to be ashamed of it. Thank you, brother. I love Dexter's heart because he has a heart to serve. He has a heart to love, and he has a heart to grow spiritually. And he may not do that perfectly, but you know what? He don't care, and neither does God. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anyone here who's never given their life to Jesus and you want to do that, come on up for the first time. Because we're getting ready to take communion afterwards as well. And so it's important to have a personal relationship with Jesus in order to take that.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.